Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh, our Elohim. It is a great honor and a great blessing to be able to give praises to the true and living Elohim and the little sanctuary that he has set for his people. My name is Morey Obadiah Yisrael, at the House of Israel, located at 1907 Vine Street. And this is nothing but the truth. And I'm standing in for the elder Morey here at the House of Israel, Morey Ishaya Yisrael. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the savior and the redeemer of not only Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our lawgiver, Yahweh is our judge, and Yahweh is our king, and he will save us. So we give all honor, all praises to the Holy One of Israel. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening, whether it be Facebook or YouTube or Blog Talk. For we know that the only reason why you're listening and tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Creator. And this evening, we plan on bringing another beautiful presentation directly from the words of Yahweh. The presentation is dealing with something that the world may not know. You see, the Most High, in his wisdom, in his infinite wisdom, lets us know that the world is in a certain type of state. And not only is the world in a certain type of state, but the people of the Most High are in a certain type of state. Now, it may be unknown to the eyes or unknown or unheard by the ears. It may be something that you can't commonly recognize. It may be something that you don't even consider to bring to your heart and to your mind. But every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto us that put our trust in him. And the Most High, through his wisdom, through his understanding, through knowledge, Yahweh has let it be known that his people are in a certain type of state. So whenever you bring the words of Yahweh to the masses, whenever you do works in the name of Yahweh to the masses, when you try to live in a certain way to the masses, they don't know, and they don't get it. It's just something that's odd and peculiar unto them. And it's a reason why it's odd and peculiar unto them, because they're in a state that the Most High said, until he wakes you up, we are in. And until Yahweh wakes you up, you will remain in. If you turn with me to the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter, and we're going to read about what state that we're in. Now, in the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter, I'm going to read the 17th verse. Daniel 4 and 17 read, "This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will." And he sets up over it the basis of men. See, every word of Elohim is pure. And in this one sentence, it speaks volumes. It says so much. It said that this decree is by this matter is by the decree of the watchers. See, don't think that everyone that is in a leadership position or everyone whom Yahweh has woken up is a watcher. They were not watching for nothing. They just as blind as some of the people that don't know about Yahweh. And they're non-observant, just as some of the people who don't know Yahweh. So you have to be a watcher. And Yahweh has already said who he has set up for watchmen. And the Most High has already said what the responsibility of the watchmen are. But this matter is by the decree of the watchers. And by the demand, by the word of the holy ones. Well, the holy ones are the ones have declared, have purpose to set themselves apart. To know that I'm not going to act as a religion. I'm not going to act as the rebels. I'm not going to act as everyone that's out in the world today. I recognize that Yahweh commanded for us to be holy, for us to separate ourselves. So this matter, this decree is to the intent of the watchers. This is to Yah's holy ones. And it says to the intent. So that means that this message that's being brought forth, it's intended to be heard on the ears and seen by the eyes of the living. It says to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and he sets up over it the basis of man. And we went over this scripture this past Shabbat day. And like I said, this one verse speaks volumes of what Yahweh is causing to happen. Because this is the state message. This command, this decree is only to the intent that the living may know. So when the living are aware of this, and we bring this out to the masses, we bring this out to the people, and they instantly reject it. They instantly say, you talking foolishness. That's not the ways of God. That's not how he is giving us a way to live. Well, you understand that this is only to the decree that the living may know. So most of our people, whom we are speaking to, whom we are talking to, whom we are dealing with, are not the living. Yes, they're breathing. Yes, they may have eyes that can see and ears that can hear. Yes, you may be having a conversation with them and they may be interacting with you. But what you are talking to and who you are talking to are functional dead people. Functional dead people. Because without the word of Yahweh, that's exactly what we are. We are just functioning dead people. See, it says in the scriptures that man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of Elohim that man lives. So that means it doesn't matter how much water we drink. It doesn't matter how healthy your bread that we eat. If Yahweh says this man, this woman, this child shall not live, we not living at all. That's the only way that we are living. That is our lifeline. That is our life support, the words of Yahweh. So when you're talking to our people, or when you're talking to people in the world that disregard this, that cast this to the side, that says that this is utter foolishness that you bring it to me, what they're letting you know is that I'm not living. And this is why Yahweh issued this decree in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. If you turn with me there. And in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. And it reads, and the hand of Yah was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of Yah and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, There were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yahweh, only thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the words of Yahweh. Thus saith Yah Elohim unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am Yahweh. So that means that until we know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is the only one, we are functioning dead people. Because that only comes by when we recognize, man, this is Yahweh's wind that is in my body. This is Yahweh's flesh that he has put upon me. This is Yahweh's word that has brought a rejoicing and refreshing to my bones. This is Yahweh that's done made me renewed. And it says that once this living stands in sight of Yah, that we would know that Yahweh is Elohim. And the Most High said he had Ezekiel prophesy. He even had Ezekiel prophesy to the wind. And why is this important? Why is this relevant? Because we are actually, and I'm not speaking about a metaphor. I'm speaking about literal. We are literally living in the words of Yahweh. That means if Yahweh has it spoken it into existence, if Yahweh has it caused it to happen, it's not living. It doesn't exist. It's an imaginary part of your heart. It is fictitious. If Yahweh has it brought it forth by his word and established it by his word, it doesn't exist. So when our people go out in the world and they serve idols or they want to serve themselves off of man voluntarily, then what they're saying is, I want to serve something that doesn't even exist. Because what other power are you going to go to and prosper off of? What other system outside of Yahweh's laws, statutes, and commandments are we going to go to and be able to live off of? Well, let me tell you, people. It doesn't exist. And what our people have been made to believe in is a false sense of hope, a false sense of security, something that doesn't exist at all. They're being cradled. They're being nurtured. They're being pacified by falsehood. And this here is the state that our people are in as a whole, functioning dead people. But these words that Yahweh has caused his servants to bring to us, these words that Yahweh commanded us to live by, well, to the intent that the living may know. The living know. See, the living, they know Yahweh. That means everything that Yahweh created knows Yahweh. Knows Yahweh. The heavens know Yahweh. The sun knows Yahweh. The moon and stars know Yahweh. The grass knows Yahweh. The herbs know Yahweh. The wind knows Yahweh. The clouds know Yahweh. Everything that exists knows Yahweh. But when you get to Yah's people, we say, well, who's Yahweh? But this is only to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. And he sets up whomsoever he will choose. And in this particular verse, it said he chooses the basis of man. But this is only if you're living, you know this. But to those that are not living, they don't know this at all. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the second chapter. In the book of Genesis, the second chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse. In Genesis 2:8, it reads, "And Yahweh put in a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made Yahweh to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that it is which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon, the same is that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hidekel, that is which goeth towards the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And Yahweh took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And Yahweh commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in that day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." And this is the problem. And let me read I'm going to stop right there. And this is the problem. You see, Yahweh commanded that we can eat of any tree. So that means we could have freely ate from the tree of life, because Yahweh didn't command us not to eat from the tree of life. He just said, don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because in that moment that we eat from it, we shall surely die. And this is the state that we are in now. This is why we're perishing. As I stated earlier, we are living in the words of Yahweh. And are these words true? Are we dying because we ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Yes. Because our people got the knowledge of good and evil and don't even know what to do with it. You'll have people that read books all day, all night. They'll go to all these institutions and get all type of degrees and all type of sheepskin on their wall. And they'll go all throughout the world, traveling to and fro, up and down throughout it, just to prove that there is no Elohim. That's because they'll take the knowledge and corrupt themselves with it. And this is what we have done. We have taken the knowledge and totally corrupted ourselves of it, to the point to where this knowledge doesn't even serve us no purpose to serve Yahweh any better. It doesn't make us stronger with Yah. It makes us weaker. Why? Because the same way that we got knowledge of good, we also got the knowledge of evil. And it's destroying us every day, to the point that we deny that there's an Elohim. We deny that there was a creator. And Yahweh just pointed out what he did when he created the trees, when he put man in the on the ground to till the garden. He lets you know everything. But you listen to these scientists, they'll tell you everything came from a big bang. And two planets just came together and start banging. And they start banging and banging and banging. And now you got water. And now you got man. And now you got beasts. And banging and banging and banging and banging and banging. All these things come from banging. And they call it a big bang theory. Well, if it was a big bang theory, then where is that bang today? Why hasn't no bangs come together to get you out of this oppression? Why hasn't these bangs come together to take you away from your oppressors? If man created themselves, then why are you talking like your enemy, dressing like your enemy, moving like your enemy, and doing the same things that your enemy's doing? Everything's banging, but the understanding of knowing that Yahweh is the creator and that we are living in every word brought by the Most High. We are living in the words of Yah. So if you're righteous and upright, then you're living in the words of Yah. But if we're rebellious and doing wicked things, we still living in the world of Yah. Because Yahweh already let us know what he created the wicked for. But people, they try to search after things. And they try to search after certain belief systems. Now why people today are so quote-unquote political. And they saying, look, I hear what you're saying. But salvation isn't going to just come by sitting by waiting on Yah. Sitting by doing these laws and commandments. No, we got to get out here at this ground. We got to vote. We got to march. We got to do something. Because if we don't, they just going to consume us. Well, guess what? You've been voting. You've been marching. And they've been consuming you. Because this is to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. Not you, not me, not anybody. And I don't care who sits up in the White House or who sits up the head of Senate or who sits up in the three branches of government. None of these people are ruling if Yahweh didn't put them there. So even if they pass in the most vilest, wickedest laws, it's only because they living in every word spoken by the Most High. They are literally living in the words of the Most High. They doing evil because that's what they were made for. That's what they was purposed to do. And they doing their job. Now, when are we going to wake up and start doing ours? And start speaking into these dry bones and making them feel renewed? Not telling you to go and vote. Not telling you to go and march. But return unto your true and living Elohim, who has given you life, who has given us life. So when these decrees are passed, the intention is so the living may know. So you won't be fooled when politicians come out or these commercials come out trying to make it look like, man, you got to get out here and vote. If you want to live, you got to vote. If you want to live, you got to vote. And they come to your churches and they tell you this. They come to your mosque and tell you this. They come to your synagogues and tell you this. They come to your city halls and tell you this. And they'll tell you, look, you just put me in the office and I'll take it from there. I'll give you everything that you need. All the things that you want, I'll fight for and get them for you. And then you know what happened when they get elected? When they get into that position of power, you don't see them no more. It's time to get reelected. To the time for them to re-up and get more money and use and take advantage of you. Why? Because this is to the intent that the living may know that we are living in every word spoken by the mouth of the Most High. And a lot of our people, they fall for these tricks. They fall for these delusions and they fall for these games because they're listening to their leaders. And the leaders are leading them into a way that they don't live. The leaders are directing the people to not follow all the words of the Most High. This is what the Most High said about the leaders in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 16th verse. And Isaiah 9 and 16 reads, "For the leaders of this people cause them to error, and they that are led of them are destroyed." Yes, the leaders. The leaders that's telling you, well, I don't see nothing wrong with voting. I don't see nothing wrong with going and casting your ballots. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't see where it's a law against that. I don't see nothing. I don't see anything wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it at all. Well, you don't see nothing wrong with it. That's because this is to the intent that the living may know. And you just not drinking from the fountains of the living waters. Because had you been drinking from the fountains of the living waters, you would know that something is directly wrong with this. Because first off, Yahweh rules in the kingdom of men. And he sets up whomsoever he chooses. And he chooses the basis of man. This is whom Yahweh has set up. And to show you that this is who Yahweh has set up, turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter. And what are we speaking about? What are we talking about? We are talking about, this is to the intent that the living may know See, the living, they see these things, and they've causing it to come to mind. And they know that the worse it gets, we're getting closer to the time of our deliverance. But in Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 14th verse. Deuteronomy 17 and 14 reads, "And when thou art come unto the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me. Thou shalt anywise set him a king over thee, whom Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose. Run from amongst thy brethren. Shalt thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses. For as much as Yahweh have said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way." So it's saying, look, the king that you set up over you is whom Yahweh shall choose. And the king don't set up horses to multiply. And the king doesn't lead you to return to Egypt so he can multiply horses. But the key word is, this is whom Yahweh sets up. Because only Yahweh knows the beginning from the end. Only Yahweh knows the heart of every man. And only Yahweh knows that what's good for his people, his living people, is to have you a king. And it said it should be from one of your brethren. Well, Trump is not your brethren. Bush is not your brethren. Obama wasn't your brethren. Kerry, Clinton, none of these people are your brethren. But our people run and try to set these people up over them. And wonder why you still being oppressed. Wonder why you still being downtrodden. Wonder why you still being destroyed. That's because you refuse to acknowledge that you're living in the words of Elohim. And this is why you don't see these things. Because this is to the intent that the living will know. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter, and the 13th verse, it reads, "For my people, man, they have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." That's right. Our people just forsook the Most High to go serve an idol. And it's a broken cistern. It holds no water, which means it holds no sustenance, which means it holds no life. So we drinking out of cisterns that produces nothing but death. Because we're thinking that we're filling our bodies with water, when really it's just defiled air. We're filling our bodies with abominations, that of the defiled, drinking that which makes you not holy. But this is what our people are doing. And now we are so backwards that we don't know whether we are serving a Yah or a homeborn slave. So you don't know whether you are a Hebrew Israelite or you American. So now when you tell your people or you tell the world, I'm a Hebrew Israelite, they don't even know what that is. Or they'll say, well, isn't that Jewish? Aren't you Jewish? No, I'm not Jewish. Yahweh don't have a people called Jewish or Jews. That's a word that's derived from the word of Yehudanites. Yehudadim. The tribe of Yehuda, which is a son of Israel. So when I say I'm an Israelite, I'm an Israelite. So I could be a Reubenite. I could be a Yishakarite. I could be a Danite. I could be a Yosef. I could be of the tribe of Yosef. I could be a Benjamite. Or I could be a Yehudanite. But just to single out one tribe is to let you know that that's the lack of understanding that these nations possess. And we taking wisdom and we getting counsel from a bunch of people that don't eat, they have a serving idols that don't eat, that don't drink, that don't smell, that don't do absolutely nothing. It's altogether vanity. And we take it counsel from a bunch of dead men. Because if you haven't received the word from Yahweh, if you're not acknowledging that you're living in the word of Yahweh, you're dead. You're just not in the casket, buried in the ground, but you're dead. And we say we got to follow these men and their customs. We have to follow these traditions because we don't know the way. So we take a counsel from a bunch of dead men whom Yahweh said he hasn't even dealt with. Yahweh said who he dealt with in the book of Psalms 147. Turn with me there. And in the book of Psalms 147, I'm going to begin reading at the 19th verse. It reads, he showeth his words unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He have not done so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise Yahweh. So Yahweh already said whom he's dealt with. Yahweh already said who he's shown his laws and statutes and judgments to. So why would we take counsel from a nation whom Yahweh hasn't dealt with, whom Yahweh hasn't spoken to, whom Yahweh hasn't revealed anything to? So we take counsel from a bunch of dead men. And now we living in the, and now we living, we the walking dead. We the talking dead. And act like we got it going on. Portray as if we got everything popping on all cylinders, when really we deader than any carcass that you can look down in the casket and see, when we following after the ways of these heathens. Because it's the ways of these heathens, and it's the ways of the leaders that's got people misled, that has you under the impression that you're going to be led better, that have you under the impression that you're going to be taught better, that have you under the impression that you are going to go into a way that's more prosperous than any way that Yahweh will ever give to you. And all you doing are just following the counsel of not men, but you following the counsel of dogs. Just outright dogs. And I know a lot of our people say, well, Brother Obadiah, you're being harsh. How could you call them dogs? Well, Obadiah is not calling them dogs. Look at who calls them a dog. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. Isaiah, the 56th chapter. I'm going to begin reading at the 9th verse. Isaiah 56 and 9 reads, all ye beasts of the field, come to devour. Yea, all ye beasts of the field, of the forest. And it says, his watchmen are blind. They are ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving the slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone to his gain from his quarter. And they say, man, come ye, say they, we'll fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day and much more abundant. Yeah, this is what Yahweh said that the leaders he has set up, that's what they do. Say, man, they just greedy dogs, and they just love the slumber. And they said, man, they all look to their own way, and everyone for his gain from his own quarter. That's why we have so much confusion in Israel today. Because everybody's looking to their own way. And when you say, well, hey, man, let's see what Yahweh has to say about the matter. Let's look towards the testimonies of what Yahweh said about the matter. Well, man, we can't look to just the book of Yahweh to expect to get all the wisdom and understanding from it, when Yahweh done already said that his book lacks nothing. Everything pertaining to salvation Yahweh book has revealed and is revealing. But no, we don't want to go by the words of Yah. Because really, we want to rule in our own way, from our own quarters. And we think that Yahweh is just delighted. We think Yahweh just tickled pink with this abominations that we are doing. We think that Yahweh is pleased that we have some people keeping the Sabbath day on the seventh day and others keeping it on other days and some not keeping it at all. We think Yahweh is pleased that we got several different holy days. When Yahweh done already said, if you don't come together on the Day of Atonement and don't keep it and observe it, you shall be cut off. But you have our people delighted that we got several different of it, different days of it, several different days of the Day of Blowing, several different days of the Shabbat. And then you got some fools say you can't keep the laws at all. And everybody is thinking that this is a delight, that this Yahweh is delighting in this behavior. No, the Most High say, look, these greedy dogs, these dumb dogs, they look to their own way. And it's all for their own gain, from his own quarter. And you know what they tell you? They say, look, man, I don't care what the scriptures say. If it's not the law, you don't have to go by it. So you know what? On the Day of Atonement, let's drink. Come ye, and I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. Man, you ain't got to keep them laws. You ain't got to pay no tithes. You don't got to keep no Sabbath day. Man, all you got to, man, get this wine. Get this Manischewitz. Let me pour you and me a cup. And man, tomorrow gonna be as abundant as today and much more tomorrow. Well, the only way that you will be pleased by this, the only way that you will be satisfied by this, is because this is to the intent that the living may know. And when we're not going by the ways of Yah, if we're not walking in the words of Yah, we're just not living. But whether we want to acknowledge it or not, we are living in the words of Yahweh. That's the only reason why we're existing today. So if you want to cleave unto a false idol, if you want to cleave unto a false idol's doctrine, just know that you're not walking in the ways of Yahweh. So that means you're not living. So that means you'll quickly perish. You don't believe what I'm saying? Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. The 10th chapter. I'm going to read the 10th verse. It reads, but Yahweh is the true Elohim. He is the living Elohim and an everlasting King. And at his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall ye say unto them, the Elohims that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. So you can cling to these false idols if you want to. And don't think because you're not serving the Christ of the New Testament or you're not serving Uncle Al that you're not serving an idol. If you cleave unto a man so much to the point that where you will ignore the words of Yahweh, then you've made that man or that woman an Elohim, and they're going to perish. Because the Elohims that have not made the heavens and the earth, they shall perish. Because Yahweh is going to establish to the world that we are living in the words of Elohim. And he's warning his people daily. But the only people that see this is the living. Because this is to the intent that the living may know. This is why when you bring your words to the people, when you bring Yah's words to the people, you tell them whether they will hear or they will forbear. So their blood is off of your hands. And say, look, I told you. I warned you. I said that Yahweh commanded us to gather ourselves together. Not Obadiah. Not you. These are not the words of me. I didn't write not now book in the scriptures. When I say gather myself together, that means me too. When Yahweh says be holy, he talking to me too. You want to talk about the Me Too movement? That's a Me Too movement. When Yahweh says, gather yourselves and make, and I will be a little sanctuary unto you, he talking to me too. And when Yahweh says that man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of Elohim does man live, he talking to me too. This is who we speaking to. This is whose direction he's guiding in. This is the way that Yahweh is telling man to live. And when we refuse to live in this, and when we cleave unto false idols, this is exactly what we do. We perish. We perish from off the face of the heavens and earth. Because it's not us that created the heavens and earth. It's Yahweh. It's not us that created ourselves. It is Yahweh. It's not us that breathed the breath of life into our nostrils. It is Yahweh. It is not us that wake ourselves up every day. It is Yahweh. Only because we are living in the words of Yahweh. That's how we exist. So it has nothing to do with, man, I'm living because I eat fruits and vegetables every day. Oh, no, all that is a maintainer of life. Man, I drink a gallon of water every day. Yes, that's good. That's a maintainer of life. But our life and how we exist and what we are existing in, we are existing in the words of Yahweh. And the moment that we turn our backs on that, we turn our backs on our very lifeline. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 48th division. In the book of Psalms 48. I'm going to begin reading at the 9th verse. Psalms 48 and verse 9 reads, we have thought of thy loving kindness, O Elohim, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O Elohim, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Yehuda be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her and tell the towers thereof. This is what the living know. Man, we got to praise Yahweh for all his works. And it says, mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generations following. For this Elohim is our Elohim forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. That's right. Even when all men go the way that Yah has prepared, because the Most High already told our father Adam, he already told him, when you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, ye shall surely die. But the mercies of Yahweh, it says Yahweh will be our guide even unto death. Even until our very last moments, Yahweh still is our guide. Like I said, people, we living in every word of Elohim. We not living in the ways of man. We not living in the ways of your presidents and your senators. We not living in the ways of your motivational speakers. And that's all our people want to hear are motivational speeches. All they want to do is just hear some good words. They don't want to hear this. They want to hear America, oh, beautiful, oh, amber ways of grain. They want to hear that. But Yahweh let you know you in the land of your captivities, your captivity. Yahweh let you know you are oppressed. You so oppressed, you don't even know how oppressed you are. So people that say, man, I'm in America. I'm in the most blessed place on the face of this earth. No, you're not. You're in a house of bondage. Not because I say so. Don't think because your master done let you off of the plantation field and he done took away his whips that you still not getting beat. Because no, now you got the police. And don't think that the cotton fields have been retired because now you got the prison houses. Any way to oppress you, They working daily to oppress us. And no matter how you see it, you done got you a little wife from a nation that's not of your own. You done got you some mingled children. You in this big house, and you think, I'm living the good life. No, Yahweh said you oppressed. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. If you don't believe you are oppressed, look at what Yahweh says that he will do in Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. In Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, the 7th verse, it says, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Yaakov's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith Yah of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds. And strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. And it says, but they shall serve Yahweh their Elohim and Obama, who I will set up. Is that what it says? No. They will serve Yahweh their Elohim and Trump, whom I will set up. Does it say that? No. They will serve Yahweh their Elohim and Yehoshua HaMashiach. That's who they're going to serve. It says that, right? No. It says, but they shall serve Yahweh their Elohim and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. So as liberated as you think that you may be, as free as you may think that you are out of the house of bondage, Yahweh say you don't even have an inkling of how much in captivity you are until I break the yoke and I burst your bonds. And then you're going to serve me and you're going to serve David king. And how long is David's term going to be? Is it going to be 2 years, 4 years, 8 years, 10 years, 20 years? King David's term will be forever. Everlasting to everlasting. See, when Yahweh sets up righteousness, that's what it's for. Forever. When Yahweh breathed life into man, he didn't intend for man's days to be cut short. He breathed life so we could sustain forever. The Most High said the heavens and the earth will remain forever. Because everything that Yahweh does stands forever. We are walking testimonies of our Elohim. So when we perish, we are testimony. And when we are born, we're testimony. Because we are living in the words of the true and living Elohim. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Because you'll have a lot of people say, well, it's your opinion. That's your belief, man. I don't subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to any book. I live my way righteously the best way that I can. So you can go on with me with all that religious talk. Go on with all that spirituality talk, man. I don't go by that at all. I don't acknowledge that. So that may be how you living, brother, but that's not how I'm living. Well, this is because these words that I'm speaking, this is to the intent that the living may know. You just don't know how dead you are. You just don't know how much, what path of destruction that you're walking into. You're walking in the traffic, and you hear the cars, they hitting their horns. They flashing their floodlights. What they doing is trying to get your attention. I'm about to hit you, fool. And you saying, man, I don't pay no attention to that. I don't pay no attention to no lights, no stop signs. I don't pay no attention to that. I walk when I want to. And then you get hit. And now you got people on the sideline like, man, what we going to do about our people getting hit? Who acts like this but a bunch of dead people? But when you walk away from the ways of Yah, when we walk away from the words of Yah, this is exactly the state that we remain in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 15. Yahweh said this, see, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love Yah thy Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And Yahweh shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thy heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other deities, and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish. Yahweh didn't say, I believe you shall perish. I'm going to predict you're going to perish. I'm going to put my no. Yahweh said, in that day, you shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou possess over Jordan to possess it. And then Yahweh said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. So Yahweh gave us a literal open book test. Yah gave us a test that said, look, I'm going to give you the answer. And the answer is, choose life. Live in my word. But to live in my word, you got to first fear me. Because if you don't fear me, you're not going to live in my word. But once you fear me, now you got to walk in all my ways. And once you walk into all my ways, then you will see that this is the way of life. And then you know what you're going to say? I love Yahweh. Because he is the giver of life. He is the maintainer of life. He is my substance, and I don't need no one or nothing else. All I got to do is live in the words of Yahweh, and I will surely live, and I have multiplied. Because as I said, we are living in the words of Yahweh, literally. So you don't have to acknowledge the words of Yah. You can say that there is no Elohim, but one thing you can't deny is these curses. You could take our people to Deuteronomy 28, verses 16 through 68 all day long, and they'll confirm these curses. They'll confirm them. And they'll say, yeah, this is the state that we're in. Well, if you could confirm that this is the state that we're in, then why wouldn't you acknowledge the Elohim that said he put us in this state? Because this is to the intent that the living may know. Only the living see this. This is a Yisrael exclusive. Now we take this out to the world, and the world grabs a hold of this. They say, man, look at the light that shines forth from Yahweh's servant. It's not because we got on their jewelry, their garments. It's not because talk slick. It's only because we walking in the ways and in the words of Yahweh. But as I stated, our people don't want to hear this. You know why most of our people reject it? You know why most of our people cast this to the side? You know why most of our people that say, man, go on with that foolishness, man. I don't want to hear that. I'm a Garveyite. I'm a black man. I'm about to reestablish the Black Panthers. Man, I'm about to take us to Wakanda. You know why our people believe in this? It's because our people really don't want to hear the words of Yah. So that means our people don't want to live. They have a death wish. And they don't even understand that that's what they're signing up for. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter. Book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter. And the 8th verse, it reads, now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, since our people love to read. Well, look at what Yahweh said to note in the book, that it may be from the time to come forever and ever. Now, we're going to read what this is to come for a time forever and ever. Is it going to read that this is a strong nation that walks after my ways, that seeks me in their time of travail, or that will find their way of independence and liberation. Well, let's see what this time is. It says that this is a rebellious people, lying children. That's right, a rebellious people. Always screaming, we want freedom. Always screaming, man, I want to be liberated. Man, I'm tired of being under the hand of my oppressors. I'm tired of following the ways of these heathens. I'm ready to get up out of here. Man, I'm ready to see Babylon fall. I'm ready, man. I'm telling you I'm ready. I'm so ready, man. I got my gun cocked. I got my knife out. Man, I got my loins. I'm ready, man. I'm so ready to get out of here. And he said, well, let's keep the law. Well, man, we can't really trust this book was written by man. And this is a bunch of man stuff. Just lying, rebellious children. It say children that will not hear the law of Yah. And this is how bad they don't want to hear the words of Yah. They say, which say to the seers, see not. And to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speaking to us smooth things. Prophesy deceit. That's right, man. We don't want to hear the words of Yah. We want to hear, man, you can liberate yourself. Just get you some banks. Get you some hotels. Get you an ID that establishes your sovereignty. Man, go march. Show these white people that you got guns. And they see these guns. And they see that you mean business. They go say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Negro, let's sit at the table and negotiate. Let's negotiate your liberation. This is what they want to hear. But when you come to them and you say, look, Yahweh say, humble yourself and return unto him and seek his face and pray. Then Yahweh will restore you. Man, I don't go by that. If Yahweh true, he's going to have to come down and personally talk to me as if you somebody. As if you are in the authority. You the oppressed. Trying to command of the Most High to come and talk to you. But this is the state that our people are in. Why? Because our people are really not living. These words is being brought to you this evening. This is to the intent that the living may know. The living taking hold of this, and they saying, praise the mighty Yah. Not only do I know why I'm oppressed, but I know how to get out of oppression. But to the dead, they like, man, he's saying nothing. That's his interpretation. That's his opinion. Well, since it's my opinion, and since it's my interpretation, and since it's the way I see it, then how come I'm not bringing you my own words? I'm going to the book. I'm telling you what my Elohim has said. The testimonies that my Elohim has caused to be brought forth. Now, I can easily close this book and write a dissertation and sit up here and read to you over an hour my own thoughts, my own ways, and say, man, this is surely going to bring you prosperity. And you know what will happen? None of these things will come to pass. Because none of these things would have been ordained by Yahweh. None of them. So we can fight and we can fuss and we can try to act like Yahweh don't got nothing to do with this. But the only reason why you living to fight, living to be rebellious, living to lie is because Yahweh is allowing you to. He's allowing you to live. Because if Yahweh say it's a wrap for everybody, then guess what? We won't be here. Now tell your scientists to create a big bang and bring you back. Tell your scientists to come up with a formula to bring you back. Tell your scientists to create a way to bring Enoch here. To bring Elijah here. And they won't do nothing but give you a bunch of hypotheses. And theories and serums and numbers, a bunch of falsehood. When Yahweh is giving you the truth, this is how you live. But this is to the intent that the living may know. Turn with me to the book of Zechariah, the 14th chapter. In the book of Zechariah, the 14th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 8th verse. And it reads, and it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem. half of them towards the former sea, and half of them towards the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. That day there shall be one Yah, and his name one. See, these waters are living. Why? Because it says in the beginning, Elohim created heavens and earth. And it says the spirit moved upon the waters. Everything Yahweh has his hand in is living. That means the water is living. The air is living. The sun and moon is living. The stars are living. That's why we are living. The heavens and earth are living. How could we maintain life if we was around a bunch of dead organisms? You can't maintain life with death. This is why Yahweh said this is how you should walk. This is why Yahweh said these are the laws that we are to put in our hearts. This is why Yahweh said this is the way that we shall eat. This is the way that we shall deal with each other. And this is the way that we should go into the world and teach the way of the world. Because it's one manner of law, which means there is one manner of life, and that is Yahweh. That's why it says this in the book of Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter, at the fourth verse. And what does four represent? The praises of Yahweh. And look at what the fourth verse of Deuteronomy 6 says. It says, "Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim is one Yah." That's right. Hear. Listen. Shema Yisrael. Yah Eloheinu, Yah Acha. Hear, O Israel, Yah, hear, thus saith Elohim, Yahweh is one. He's telling us to hear. Listen, I'm not two. I'm not three. I'm not several. I'm not 20. I'm not 40. I'm not 80. I'm not 100. I'm one. So the only way you're going to live is one. There's one manner of law for him that is homeborn and of him that is a stranger. That's the only way that we're going to live. That's the only way that we are living. Now, whether you want to acknowledge the law or not, whether you want to acknowledge the testimonies or not, whether you want to acknowledge Yahweh or not, this is how we're living. Turn with me to the book of 2 Kings, the 13th chapter. In the book of 2 Kings, the 13th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 20th and 21st verse. Because when you living in the words of Yah, like it says, Yahweh will be our God even unto death. And look at the truth of the testimonies of Yahweh. Speaking about one of Yah's servants by the name of Elisha. And in the 2 Kings 13 and 20, it reads, "And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men. And they cast the man into the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. Because Yahweh will be a guide unto us, even unto death." See, when Yahweh says you're holy, you holy. That means you completely separated from all families of the earth. That means you are completely severed from all families of the earth. And Yahweh done severed us to belong unto him. Because we are living in the words of Elohim. And because we have stood up and accepted that we are a holy people, we being consumed. Our enemies are ruling over us. We working for our enemies and they not working for us. We the tail and they the head. Just like Yahweh has said, as we've been stating all this evening, my people, we are living in the words of Elohim. And Yahweh don't need us to establish his word. Yahweh not saying go out and please prove to the world that I exist. No, Yahweh is showing us every day his existence. And that none can go outside of the word of Yahweh. But this is what the world is going up and down the earth, to and fro, looking for. They looking for a savior. That's why they're telling you to vote. That's why they're telling you to march. That's why they're telling you, look up to this man because he got these degrees. Look up to this man because he got money. Look up to this man because he got a reputation with people. They're telling you this because they are trying to look and find them a savior in the earth, when Yahweh done already let you know this in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And it's one of my favorite verses in the scriptures. In Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and the 10th verse, it says, ye are my witnesses, saith Yah, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior. So Marcus Garvey didn't save you. Malcolm X didn't save you. Martin Luther King didn't save you. The 13th Amendment sure didn't save you. These presidents haven't saved you. These senators haven't saved you. There hasn't been a man that came and liberated our people. We still under the rule of our oppressors. We still are walking in the ways of our oppressors. We haven't broke free. And no matter how much they try to tell you, man, you a God. You a God. Well, why are you talking like your oppressor, dressing like your oppressor, and have to answer to your oppressor? Because even if you try to find it in yourself, and even if you try to put it in man, Yahweh is establishing throughout the world that besides him, there is no Savior. Because we are living in the word of Elohim. And has a man saved and redeemed us? No. And our people going to church praising Christ every day. And you still in the land of your captive. You still don't know who you are. And you still don't know the true and living Elohim. But this decree is to the matter of the watchman, to the intent that the living may know that Yahweh rules in the kingdom of men. And he sets up over it whomsoever he will. So no matter who you try to vote for, who you try to march for, who you try to choose to and elect to be king over you, Yahweh said this in the book, last scripture, in the book of Hosea, third chapter. Since our people don't want to believe the words of Yah, since they don't want to believe that these words are living, well, let's see who is in this position today. In Hosea, the third chapter and the fourth verse, it says, for the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king and without a prince and without a sacrifice and without an image and without an ephod and without a teraphim. Now ask your people, are we living in this state today? Yes, we are. Just because you call yourself king, you still answering to the ways of your oppressors. Just because you call yourself prince, you still answering to the ways of your oppressors. And you done made you a flag, you still got it set up in the way that your oppressors have taught you. And there's no ephod, no teraphim, because you don't even know who the Levites are. You don't even know who you are. Because Yahweh said that it would be many days without this. But look at what it says in the fifth verse. And what does five represent? Yahweh's increase. It says, afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek Yahweh their Elohim and David their king and shall fear Yahweh and his goodness in the latter days. My people, all the ingredients that's pertaining to our salvation, Yahweh already has laid it out for us. And it's called his laws and his testimonies. So now it's time to wake ourselves up. Get that coal out of your eye. Hit your knees and humble yourself before Yahweh. Pray that wisdom understanding and knowledge can be restored unto us. So when Yahweh gives us a sign, we don't just quickly ignore it and cast it to the side. We take these things to heart, and we start applying our ways to righteousness, applying our ways to mercy, applying our ways and returning back to Yahweh, because this matter is to the intent that the living may know. And we've been dead for far too long. So it's time to wake ourselves. It's time to wake up, O Israel, and return to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. And let us live in his word, because we already are living in the words of our Elohim. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, or who believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. For frightening me, and now we flee for falling leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray in pursuit. Rebellious of his son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then acknowledge what we do.